Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have RJ Choppy stalking out the U.S. Open, which started a few hours ago. It's DFW Sports Station. Thank you guys for turning it on, leaving it on. So far, this has never happened, where I put up a poll on Twitter and Facebook, and it's the exact same results. Normally, you're going to get a difference, right? It's normally two different sets of voters. Are you more interested in the U.S. Open or World Cup starting today? And both, you want to guess the results?
I will say, let's see. I will say 58% said U.S. Open.
Okay, good guess on the percentage. Dub, you want to guess?
I'll say 65% said World Cup.
Hey, you both are either really observant and good guessers, or you're cheating. You're probably cheating. 60% soccer, 40% golf today. But maybe I phrased it incorrectly. Are you more interested in the U.S. Open or World Cup starting today? As Roy said, obviously we're going to go a month with the World Cup. And if it was on Sunday and you took this, it's going to be, you know, the U.S. Open on closing day. But it's the World Cup, and it is the most popular sport in the entire world. And RJ has a list that may tick Roy off here in just a second.
What?
Just a second. Yeah. After we give you a quick LeBron update, Charles Barkley telling Mike Messinelli's radio show he's not going to play with the Philadelphia 76ers. You can go ahead and rule that out. Basically, that he would stunt the growth of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Simmons needs the ball. LeBron isn't this great shooter who can play the two or the three and just have wide-open three-pointers and jumpers set up for him. And I continue to roll my eyes at all these people who think it's a bad idea to add LeBron James to their basketball team. So that's Barkley saying it's not going to happen there. The Lakers telling Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma, chill out. Stop. Relax. Enough with your little diss tracks and your little insults back and forth. We're trying to go ahead and have a historic summer here with LeBron or Chris Paul.
By getting you the hell out of here.
By getting you the heck out of here. So we don't need your little stupid, petty middle school drama back and forth. And Adrian Wojnarowski reports that the Boston Celtics tried to get Kawhi Leonard before last year's trade deadline, as the Spurs and Kawhi are trying to work out that relationship.
And you know what? If Greg Popovich is going to leave in 2020, maybe they stay. That's some of the reports. Maybe he stays there, and maybe he actually does like it there and doesn't like Greg Popovich. But he wants to win. He wants to bring LeBron there, and who knows what's going to wind up happening. But I don't expect him to go now.
And Mark Stein also suggesting that more and more people thinking that Paul George could stay in Oklahoma City. So not a good past 48 hours for the Lakers, with two of their, you know, second-year players bickering back and forth, and then Paul George possibly staying in OKC. Mm-hmm. Not good news for getting Bron there. Now, the reasons not to watch Roy's beloved World Cup, and I want to see how many people agree.
You going political here? You trashing the other side instead of propping yourself up? Go on your own merits,
all
sir.
Right, before we even do that, let's get a U.S. Open update. First round.
Do you really want one? Let's see. Here we go. Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth through six holes are plus +5. Phil is plus +3. Ian Poulter, Charlie Hoffman, Matt Kuchar are all minus -2.
So McIlroy is plus +5 and Spieth is plus +5?
Yes. And Phil is plus +3. And Jordan is in the Jordan, the slowest player in the game. He's been attempting this shot for 8 minutes. And
there's a shot clock that they put on the European Open.
Yeah, I know. They need one. Like, if they put one on the PGA Tour, like, it's going to affect Kevin Na. Jordan's going to be part of the guys affected because he's a very slow player.
Jason Day. He's the
Jason Day is a pulse taker. Oh, God, annoying. So nothing annoys. He's on TV now with his vest and taking his pulse. He doesn't have a shot coming up. He's taking his pulse.
What do you think the score is that someone could get on day one to eliminate them? Like the lowest.
Oh, like in terms of...
Like, is plus five put you out of this?
No. No, because, I mean, the...
Everyone's going to struggle.
The winds could calm down tomorrow when they play. So Jordan's going to play. Jordan, Phil, and Rory will play together tomorrow, but they'll play in the afternoon. All right, so they'll play the... So maybe the winds die down. Usually they like to play the morning because it's softer. They can hold the greens a little bit better. But, you know, sometimes you get some high winds in the morning. They got high winds today. I mean, we're talking about 10 to 20 mile an hour gusts at times, and it's really, really difficult. So...
So what's the score, you think?
I think if somebody puts up, I mean, look, they're teetering. They're at plus five. They're plus six. They're teetering on going to be too far back to even make the cut.
Okay.
They've got to go under par tomorrow.
Here's Spieth, second shot, par five. He, of course, is plus five. He hit that near a tent, which is never really a good area, and it looks like he is back in the fairway. All right, let's see if the peeps agree with you on why we should not watch the World Cup. Where's this coming from, RJ?
This is USA Today has this, and I've got some, you know, of my own. I don't know which one. I'll start with my own.
HatersRUs.com.
Yeah. Euro hooligans.
Oh gosh. Uh-huh.
They use it as an excuse. They use the World Cup as an excuse to get tanked and hurl racial threats at other players. That's what happens at the World Cup, Roy. We know this.
You know what's funny about that, Chop, is you're the guy who doesn't care about any of those injustices as long as you're being entertained. The social media quality that will come out of some of these exchanges will entertain you.
That is fair. That's a good point. I do get entertained by hooligans. I do.
All right.
But, they do. They just do use an excuse. But, how about this? How about this? The novelty of all-star games is dead. This is an all-star game. That's all it is. Club soccer is more important, right, Roy? Are you a Tottenham fan? Are you Tottenham, Liverpool?
No, it's
who do
not.
You like?
You suspend that importance when Queens the World Park? Cup comes around. That's why all competitions around the world basically suspend their play for the next month. Mm. All the important leagues do because they recognize that the World Cup means more just about to every country. That's why in Argentina, the prisoners in Argentina are literally going on a hunger strike as we speak because they have not made televisions available to them so that they can watch the World Cup. That is how important this is to some countries around the world.
Just went deep.
Who does Messi play for? Who does Messi play for? Who's his club team?
Argentina.
No, who's his club team?
Oh, Barcelona.
Barcelona. He still plays, right, for Barcelona?
He does.
If he tears his ACL here, you think the fans at Barcelona are going to be all happy that, at least he got to play for Argentina?
Guess what? It's happened before, and the club teams do not care.
Oh, they don't care.
They may care. Sure. They don't get a say.
It's because they don't get a say. You know why they don't care? You know why they don't care? Because apparently they have 18 seasons all wrapped into one.
You try to use that as a way to slander soccer. I say that's one of the best parts about soccer. It's always going. You always got a game to watch, always a competition to be involved in. That's what makes it great.
We could see, Pele. Nobody was able to see him on a daily basis or a weekly basis in whenever he played. Now you get to see these guys all the time. There's no novelty. There's no novelty about it.
Okay.
It's all fake nationalism. It's all it is, fake patriotism. And dress up in their Argentina flags. My neighbor.
Fake patriotism?
My neighbor.
It's the most patriotic of all the events in the world.
It is. It is. There's no doubt about it.
And by the way, you're going to... That's
the only time that Americans care about soccer. We're fake bandwagon fans.
Yes.
I was going to say, and not only that...
The only reason that we don't care... The biggest problem we'll have in this country with the United States not having a team... Not that we don't have developing players or, the growth of the sport. It's that we can't pretend to, we can't yell and scream at the bar when we're playing because we have this.
You want to pretend like you've been a soccer fan your whole life. You want to go to the bar. Like me. When
we want to have a cool chant. No, right. We don't have a cool chant to keep along with.
All right. What's we're that? Not Iceland. What's we're not the Iceland.
Thunderclap.
Really.
Are you a Viking?
Is Iceland thunderclap?
Is that the skull clap?
My neighbor's
that is the skull.
The Vikings stole that from Iceland.
My neighbor's born and raised here, but his mom is from Argentina. So I guarantee you this dude is going to have an Argentina flag waving in his house
this
week.
Weren't you doing that with Italy a few
years
ago?
Exactly. And it's fake and it's fraudulent. It's phony. And I did the same thing. And that's what it is, though. I mean, I guarantee you he's going to have all these stats he's going to read about Messi. He's never watched a soccer game in his life. But
that's actually my favorite thing about the World Cup is like the patriotism. Yeah. The people who really care, the people who really love soccer. And although I heard that Russia bought the most tickets, and I want to double check this. United States was number two?
Yeah, well, they thought they were going to make it, I guess. They just wanted to go see Russia. But
still an experience. By the way, again, RJ Choppa using nationalism to discredit the tournament he doesn't like, but will use it incessantly to defend his beloved Olympics as a reason why he should watch, because nationalism is what it's all about. And by the way, on that point, one of the best parts about the nationalism displayed at the World Cup is that very attractive females from all around the world dress up wearing their country's colors, and they are more often than not featured on the television during the games that I promise you, even you, Choppy, will be able to appreciate the greatness that all these other countries can produce.
I'm going to write that down. Sexism.
You are 0-4.
You're objects like women.
RJ against sexism is like me, banishing barbecue.
God, he's missing on everything.
I'm a bottom feeder. Power outage.
This is the reasons not to watch the World Cup.
Where is the United States? Holland, Chile, Wales, Italy. Where are the power? Where's Gigi Buffon and Alexis Sanchez? Where's Gareth Bale? And is it Virgil van Dijk?
What are these things?
Virgil van Dijk.
What are these things that you're naming?
These are names. These are powerful names. These are stars, superstars.
I never heard of one of them.
These are great stars in the game, Sean. But guess what? Just because you don't have them, you still have Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Paul Pogba, Kylian Mbappe, like these unbelievable players. Neymar's going to be involved. Gabriel Jesus, Marcelo. I mean,
Tony Meola.
Yeah.
Eden Hazard. Lewis, Kevin De Bruyne. It's star-studded, man. Yeah. That's the worst argument I've ever heard.
You're not phasing him at all.
I'm not going to phase this fool. This is my favorite thing. Legacies are no longer on the line. They are no longer defined in World Cup play. Messi is not any greater or any less great because he does or doesn't have a World Cup championship. Mohamed Salah will be the Ballon d'Or candidate, whatever it is, even if Egypt goes winless. Who scored the winning goal?
Ballon d'Or. Yeah.
Who scored the winning goal, Roy, in the 2014 World Cup final?
Ooh.
That would be Mario Götze.
Really? I have no idea. Was there even a World Cup final in 2014?
He was. He is actually the first. He's the first player ever to score a World Cup final winner and not be back with his team the next World Cup.
Wasn't it like a 7-1 win?
No, that was the win against Brazil was a
semifinal game. Okay. All right. Very nice. And then finally.
Roy win that battle?
No.
Again. Buried again.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm E. Honda over here.
We don't need Euro League, Champions League, EPL, EPA, ELB, ED. We don't need any of these
Scott
leagues.
Pruitt reference?
We don't need any of these leagues, Roy. We have the MLS. We have domestic options. Oh, we don't need the World Cup. Yeah. We don't need the Euro, the CONCACAF, Gold Cup. We don't need any of that stuff. We have the MLS. We have FC Dallas. We don't need any of that stuff. That's why. You don't need to watch this because you can see all the great soccer you want. All you got to do is take the tollway north from 121, from 114, from 35, from wherever you are, or south from 380.
Now, I'm not going to discourage the great things they have going on up in Frisco regarding FC Dallas.
I will say this is better than the NBA playoffs, though. But I would have done the same thing that you shouldn't have watched that.
877-881-1053. That did not convince me to ignore it. It didn't.
At all.
Man, you don't need to watch
it. At all.
At all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.